The following is a presentation of the Town of North Hempstead's Project Independence and WCWP. Welcome to Project Independence and you.
Welcome to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and you. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Ann Hirsch.
Yes, it's me.
Ann Hirsch, who just announced she's a master swimmer now.
Yes, I am. I have a new passion in life, my swimming, and I've been trying to crank it up, and it's great.
You swim pretty much
every single day.
I was going to just say,
can't
it's 5 days
a day
a week.
Because it's just wonderful for health.
Perfect. Just before we go on, I always like to tell everybody about Project Independence and the purpose for this radio show. Project Independence is the Town of North Hempstead's initiative to help seniors age in place. And we do that with many, many programs all week long. But the one most significant thing to remember is 311. When you call 311 at any time, there's an operator that'll take your questions and get back to you within 24 hours with an answer. And the stuff that we have available to seniors in the town, we have social workers, we have blood pressure screening, we have taxi rides to and from doctor visits, to and from shopping is free, and doctor visits I think are half price. And there's all programs throughout the town of North Hempstead all week long. So it really, it's something that one, you go to 311 and ask them the question and they'll help you out. Or there's always, you know, ask them which is the advisory meeting in your neighborhood and you can go and join us. What we're going to do is start off with Ann Hirsch, who's our co-host, but also Ann is an avid swimmer and a speech pathologist. And this month is Speech Pathology and Hearing Month, if I'm saying that correct.
As a colleague of mine corrected me, since I'm an oldie in this profession, I've been in it for quite a long time, it's now officially considered May to be Better Hearing and Speech Month.
Okay, okay.
So we're doing an awareness of better hearing and speech.
Okay. And I know you have planned some materials that we're going to go over.
Yes. As a matter of fact, for those of us who have very good memories, I feel a little bit today like Senor Wences. For those who used to watch the Ed Sullivan Show, he was a ventriloquist.
Okay.
And the ventriloquist took on his puppets so that in some way he would sort of be like the co-host, and then the puppet would take on a role. He used to have a puppet called Pedro, he would say, "He's all right." And Pedro would say, "He's all right, he's all right." So today I may ask questions and answer those questions.
Right, right, okay, okay.
Somewhat
okay. It's wonderful because you have the greatest grasp for what we're talking about and the importance of it. So, you know, from my perspective, we'll just take it from you.
I'm going to start out with the hearing part.
Okay,
although
absolutely.
I will just tell as a disclaimer, I'm not an audiologist.
Okay.
So what you're going to hear from me, you could hear from anybody. It's as far as you don't need to be certified to say what I'm going to say.
Right, okay.
It's important that we have a hearing loss checklist and that we do some form of awareness of where we are as far as our hearing is concerned. Now, you may say, well, hearing is important, but wait till you hear this. I got an immediate release from Communication for All saying falls pose highest risk of injury and of death from injury to older Americans. So you say, falls? What does falling have to do with hearing? And the answer is very simple. With balance controlled largely by the inner ear, people experience balance problems and are encouraged to seek help from an audiologist during the May Awareness Month.
Okay, that would make sense.
Okay, so 1 in 4 Americans age 65 and older are falling each year. And more than 2.8 million injuries treated in emergency departments annually. Falls represent a serious threat to seniors' physical and mental health, safety, independence, and even financial security. So during May, which is Better Hearing and Speech Month, residents are being urged to take proactive steps to reduce their risks and loved ones' risks of falling.
Okay, that's important.
It's very important. You know, it's interesting. I did a live webinar about a week ago.
Oh, okay.
As a speech pathologist, I keep my licenses both by the state of New York and nationally, but to do so, I have to put in 30 hours on a credentialed basis.
Oh, okay.
To be able to maintain that license, and you need to do some live presentations. So a live webinar, you know, fills the bill on that.
Okay.
And it was on hidden hearing losses, and it says as we age, noise is a very large factor in how it affects our hearing as we get older. And we're finding there's more and more noise around. And depending on the source of that noise, it can affect hair cells within the inner ear. And those hair cells are responsible for sending signals out so that you can hear what the sounds are. So as I questioned the live presenter who spoke in Massachusetts, she was in Massachusetts at Massachusetts Eye and Ear, I believe part of Harvard.
Oh, okay. Okay.
She was excellent at what she did. And I said to her, let's say someone was a rock band performer. Are they going to have the same kind of hearing loss as, let's say, a veteran who, or I should say, an officer within a war situation?
Right.
Would they have the same kind of hearing loss? And she thought about it, and she said, you know, she said, I don't think they would necessarily. She says they will both have hearing affected
right.
by the loud sounds, but depending on the frequency, depending on the duration of the sounds and how the sounds are presented, it can do crazy, crazy things to the hair cells, which can either harm them or just there's a synapse, a connection
okay.
between the two. So it's important to be aware of the sounds around you. And even at a younger age, as sound is being blasted with music and so on, people are becoming more aware that earplugs sometimes are the alternatives. You have an app that you may have on your mobile phone that you can actually sort of monitor what there is as far as the sound is concerned, because over a certain level, you're doing damage to your ears that you really don't have to do. So businesses even are trying to sort of tone down their sounds. But if you take certain classes or things that pump up the sound.
Of course.
Yeah.
And even construction work for some people. I mean, those jackhammers, I mean, that's your job. That's your job.
Right on the money.
Right.
Right on the money. There are probably a numerous amount of jobs. If you were at an airport and they were out on the runway, I've seen them with earphones on to try to mask those sounds. So, you know, you could think of probably a whole bunch of different positions. So it's important to be aware of whether you've been in those environments. And although your hearing may be fine on an audio, an audiogram when you do your hearing test, but there may be something else going on as well. So they call those hidden hearing loss. It is important
to
see an audiologist. And particularly, one of the symptoms could be your balance, that is off. Now, there are big concerns about balance in that if you fall once, your incidence rate may increase somewhat. And your fear of falling is another thing that can also trip you up way. So these are concerns, is that if you've fallen, don't take it too lightly. It may be a symptom of other things happening.
Right, okay.
So that's why that is so important.
The other thing, too, just with hearing loss, especially with seniors, it's the isolation. And lack of socialization. I'm trying to get the two words together and it's just making a mess. But it's so true because they don't seem to want to say, repeat it. I didn't hear you. Say it again. And I find this out, which is going to be very interesting, in some of the programs we've done with Project Safe. You know, you'll have a senior and there's a contract to be signed. They don't really understand it. And the guy's talking fast or low, but they're embarrassed to say it again. Then they'll just wind up signing a piece of paper or something versus if you're not hearing it, say stop right now. Louder, do something different. I can't understand what you're saying. And sometimes that happens on a phone call. You really can't get what the person's saying.
John, you're right on the money when it comes to that. I personally am going to speak out in that I have some form of a sensory neural hearing loss, which is not unusual for a person who's older in life. And what that means is that I hear you just fine right now, but we're in a sound studio at this point.
Right.
If you were on your cell phone having the conversation with me, and I was sitting someplace where there's noise in the background, I may not necessarily hear you because noise-induced sound, it doesn't have to be loud-induced as far as the amplitude is concerned.
Right, okay.
But you know what? Enough of a conversational kind of speech going on, I may not really make out what you're saying
at all.
And I find something very frustrating, and I'm very aware of it, is don't get on my cell phone to make an important phone call when I'm sitting someplace where there is some form of noise going on. And again,
right.
It doesn't have to be the high, high level noise, just enough that I can't make out what someone is saying to me.
Right.
And it's conversational of, sorry, I didn't get that. Then I feel very apologetic. So you're right on the money as far as that is concerned. Hearing is crucial.
But what you just said, though, is very important. You have to accept it. So therefore, don't get on that phone. Don't answer the phone call. If you know there's somebody coming, you see your cell phone, you said, oh, this is the guy I need to talk to. Don't answer him now.
Or
call them back later on when you're in an environment where it's conducive to you hearing better.
Absolutely. And that's what I find is that if that phone call comes in, either move to the window, move away from that sound as soon as I can. Thank goodness for mobile phones, you don't have a cord
following
you around anymore. So therefore, you can get up and go or go someplace where you can get away from that background noise. Now, I think there's some advice for preventing falls to the residents in the area, and that is keep your hearing checked. Good hearing helps you notice sounds that can warn of danger. Keep your vision sharp. Have your eyes checked yearly to make sure your prescription is correct. Exercise regularly. This can help improve strength and balance. Know your medications. People who take four or more medications may be at a risk for falling. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist about potential side effects. Identify home fall hazards. We've discussed this on many occasions because there have been many guests that come on to this show who have spoken about fall from a different perspective. So within that regard, it is good to know what's in your house and where some of the booby traps may be as well.
And that's the shame of it. Most of them, you've set up the booby trap. It's like, you know, why did I put that there? Either a book on the floor that you're going to trip over eventually or some silly thing.
About half of all falls happen at home.
Okay.
So poor lighting, clutter, slippery bathroom environments, and more pose potential hazards. Make your stairs and thresholds safer. Use contrasting colors at steps or thresholds. For example, on a dark wooden floor, paint the edge of the steps a lighter color.
Right, that's true.
And keep emergency numbers in large print close by. So that consider bringing a phone with you into the bathroom or wearing an emergency alert wristband or neck pendant should a fall occur.
Perfect. We have to go to a break. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.